104.9 The X, Vinny K with you. What are you doing, folks? And as we do every Thursday at 3:15, we talk to the Progressive Union Radio Show in New York City, Tony, because he's the star, Tony and Doreen DeLeonardo. What's going on, guys?
Hey, that's news to me.
He's the diva.
Well,
as long as you know your place, dear.
Yeah, okay.
I get top billing.
So yesterday, we had our big primary here in New York State, which was quite a big deal because normally when we have a primary, it's Super Tuesday, so there's lots of other states on the same day. But this year, it was just New York, and it was competitive because the race is not completely decided. But I believe after yesterday, I think that it is decided, even though it's not solidified numerically yet.
The media looks like they're going to get what they want, Trump versus Clinton.
Yeah, it looks like that.
And God help us if Trump becomes
president. So, you know, the path to the nomination has definitely been bumpy for both sides. So Clinton really crushed Bernie Sanders. I'm going to give you some numbers because it's pretty impressive. First of all, she got over 1 million votes. 1 million votes. That's more than if you added up all the Republican votes together by all three candidates. 1 million votes. Sanders,
she got 1 million votes. That is one serious number.
And Sanders, he ended up with over 700,000 votes. So he had 42%. She had 58%. So it was definitively Hillary's night. She gave a really great speech. Everybody was analyzing her speech because now they're looking for clues to how this is going to wrap up because Sanders is still running.
Now, wait, I have two quick questions. I know we don't have a lot of time, but one is, how did Bernie have that rally with 40,000 people? Is it just that his fan base is so rabid? Is that what it is? And
well,
then he still loses by that much?
Rallies are tremendous. I think that a lot of them are young people. Some of them might not even register to vote. It might just be my friends are going.
Think it's the cool thing. Let's vote for the grumpy old Jewish.
No, I don't think that that's the whole deal. Because
Ten years from now, they won't like him as much.
I think the reason why they like him is not because of him necessarily. It's because of the things he's talking about that they're plugged into. And it's become a movement. So
well, they should have went and got Dennis Kucinich back.
And another question I have that somebody else asked me to ask you, because people out that listen to you guys are bothering me.
Oh, that's funny.
Ask me to ask you.
Will, because they asked me, I'm like, I don't know. Will Bernie back Hillary?
Well, that's the big question. So last night, something really crazy happened. So I worked the polls yesterday. So I got home late, like 10 o'clock. And I decided, okay, let me add to my long day watching the returns.
She's so patriotic.
I am too patriotic. So I'm watching, and around midnight, this guy comes on that works for the Sanders campaign. His name is Jeff Weaver. So Steve Kornacki on MSNBC is asking him those very questions you're asking, like, what happens now? You know, what is Sanders going to do? Mathematically, it can't happen. So he said, well, we're going to still, you know, work on the next states that are to come. You know, April 26th, there's a big, there's like six states that are coming, all Northeast. And then he says, and if the math doesn't play out that way, we're going to try to get this flip the superdelegates. And everybody said, what? I mean, I was ready to fall asleep. And I said, flip the superdelegates. Now you ask the people
that
are listening.
They're not going to flip
the superdelegates.
No way.
Superdelegates are people that are appointed by the party. Many of them are former governors or people that had positions in the party. And they pledged their allegiance to a candidate. Now, Hillary's got, I think, 200 something pledged delegates, and Bernie has like maybe 30. So this Jeff Weaver is saying that they're going to like try to change the minds of the delegates when the voters have overwhelmingly voted for Hillary. That's really just an unrealistic. It's just not going to happen. I just don't see that happening. And it was spun backward. You know, they backtracked.
All right. So it looks like Hillary's going to win. Now, Trump, I got to ask before anything else, what did he thank the heroes from 7-Eleven? Is that what he did?
He made a mistake. He said 7-Eleven.
Whoa, thank you very so much, Donald Trump. you give us such accolades. Would you like a slushy with that?
He misspoke. He's just, that's Donald. That's them letting Trump be Trump. He's, you know, that's,
you know,
what he does.
He talks so fast, and I'm surprised he hasn't bitten his tongue off in public yet.
Yeah, but he's getting closer and closer to that 1237. He's at 846 now.
Now, is there anything that the Republicans can do to stop that? Because they don't want that.
Yeah, they don't want it. I don't know what they're going to do, to be honest with you. They're trying. Cruz is still lying. Ted is still running. Kasich is still running again, running down the street.
You
after
ever noticed
them.
That with Trump, the whole system is rigged until he wins a state. Then all's right with the world
everything's,
again.
Everything's
then the
fine.
Minute he loses a state again, it's crooked. It's crooked. The whole system is rigged. It's crooked.
If you listen to his speech last night, he sounded a slight bit more dignified. He didn't say Lion Ted Cruz. He said Senator Cruz. He wasn't as obnoxious.
So they're shaping him up a little in case he does win a nomination. He'll be used to it.
They're trying to, but you know what? You can't do it. He cannot hold himself. He was, I believe, in Indiana today, and he started with the Lion Ted again and saying all kinds of crazy things. So
this is a statement.
I don't think that they can tap.
This
you know,
is a statement I always say. You can put an Armani on an ape, but it's still an ape.
That would fit.
All right. Well, let's end with that. Tell them how they can find your show.
All right, great. So if, by the way, anybody has questions for us, you can go to our Facebook page, The Progressive Union, and you can send us a message and like our page. We're happy to answer any questions you might have about the race. You can listen to our show at our website, theprogressiveunion.com. You can download on Google Play the Podbean app to listen on your phone or podcast us at iTunes.
All right, thanks a lot. Tony and Dorian DeLeonardo, The Progressive Union. Keep it right here, 104.9 The X.